I'm Erin Reedy.
I'm Allison Frieders.
And I'm Thomas Bradley. You're listening to The Bear Facts. Happy New Year from everyone here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
We have some good news to celebrate as we start off 2013. All through the fall, we've been holding two members of our staff in our prayers as they have been recovering from cancer. Art teacher Stephen Brosnan was diagnosed with multiple myeloma last year, and he had stem cell replacement therapy last fall. We were pleased to see Mr. Brosnan back at school as we started off the new year. He's just observing for now, but he hopes to be teaching again second semester.
Garrigan president and baseball coach Gene Meister is also battling multiple myeloma, which is a cancer of the bone marrow. Mr. Meister underwent stem cell treatment in November, and he was in Rochester over Thanksgiving and Christmas. We were delighted to hear that he was able to return home on New Year's Eve. Our thoughts and prayers continue to be with both Mr. Meister and Mr. Brosnan, and we wish them full and complete recoveries.
Three Garrigan band students are in Fort Dodge today for the North Central Iowa Band Masters Honor Band. Clarinetist Grace Style and French horn players Hannah Bernhardt and Dorothy Kirsch are at Iowa Central for the event. Congratulations, band honorees.
Speech season is here. This year, Bishop Garrigan will have 9 entries at the District Large Group Speech Contest, which will be held 2 weeks from today in Spencer. The largest cast is for the Reader's Theater, A Mad Breakfast, which includes Alyssa Kirsch, Amanda Altman, Betty Straub, Emily Riesenberg, Erica Carlson, Janet Kenyon, Morgan Frieders, Nick Bronk, Taylor Frieders, and Taylor Ugg.
The Bears are also competing in the short film category with an original movie called Barnfall. The film features exchange student Sia, together with Levi Bernhard, Nick Bronk, Tony Kolash, and Zach Kolash. There's also an improv group that features Sean Hart, Levi Bernhard, Jake Hamilton, and Corey Weidert.
In musical theater, two groups are entered. Erica Carlson, Hannah Boisley, and Melanie Mergen are singing a selection from Nonsense, while Alex Matthews, Sean Vasky, Christian Matthews, Jake Hamilton, Matthew Fockler, and Mark Fockler will present Les Mis. In Group Mind, Anna Holmeister, Hannah Boisley, Logan Coombe, and Michaela Furch will perform a presentation entitled Kung Fu Princess.
Garrigan has two ensemble acting entries. Melanie Mergen and Sean Vasky are in the Floral Fantasy, and Betty Straub, Mark Fockler, and Morgan Frieders will perform Deliver Us Not. The Bears' final entry is in radio broadcasting with the freshman group of Carolyn Baxter, Joseph Espinoza, and Kylie Fox. Best wishes to all the speech students as they prepare for contests.
We already had one snow day before Christmas vacation, and winter has just barely started. So it's time to remind everyone of the policies that are in place for severe weather. When there are early dismissals, Garrigan and Seton always dismiss 15 minutes earlier than the time announced for Algona Community Schools. This is because of busing.
On late start days, morning practices and rehearsals are canceled, while afternoon and evening events are canceled if there's an early dismissal. If there's no school, check later in the day for the status of games at night, because if the weather improves, the games may still be on. Weather announcements are always given here on KLGA, and you can also check our website at bishopgarrigan.org.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Jason Redding. Here to tell you about him is Grace Style.
If you check out the Bishop Garrigan website, you're sure to see the work of Jason Redding. He's one of just 3 students who keeps everything up to date on the site. Jason's activities include baseball, intramural basketball, the target shooting team, and the Envirothon. You see him in the crowd at other Golden Bear events when he's not at school. You're likely to see him working at State 5 Theaters. We wish Jason all the best after high school.
Thanks, Grace. On our Golden Bear calendar today, there's Honor Band in Fort Dodge. Then tonight, there's basketball, with the JV boys and the varsity boys and girls hosting Corwith Wesley Laverne.
Tomorrow is the annual Knights of Columbus free throw contest. That starts at 3 p.m. in the Garrigan Gym. Next Tuesday, we'll have a Jeans Day, and that night, the basketball team plays at Eagle Grove.
We'll have semester tests next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. There's a special schedule, and we have open campus when there are no tests. Wednesday, the seniors will be treated to the buffet at Pizza Ranch as their reward for finishing first in the magazine drive last fall.
Thursday night, there's freshman basketball at Esterville. Then Friday night, there's a basketball quad with the JV and varsity teams hosting St. Ed's. The baseball and softball teams will sponsor a supper at the game.
That's our first Bear Facts for 2013. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.